Today at Kwadinam, November 20th, begins a new phase on our Vedic calendar, Sun 1. It's a 6-day phase as the moon shifts around in orbit. Beautiful ceremony today, a fire ceremony where wedding vows and garlands were exchanged by Arthur G. and his lovely wife from Mumbai, India, Newton. Arthur G. has a medical practice in Princeville on the beautiful garden island of Kauai. Well, today we're asking Arthur G. and Newton to recite their wedding vows to each other on their 6th wedding anniversary to get off to a new start.
Arthur and Newton Brownstein, November 18th, 1998, Kauai. Our marriage vows on our 6th anniversary. As we reflect upon our 6 years of marriage, we are grateful that it is God who has brought us together as husband and wife for the purpose of sharing in His joy and love.
As we contemplate our future life together, we vow to encourage each other to become more God-conscious and loving each and every day.
We vow to think more noble thoughts and speak more sweet words in remembrance of our spiritual unity and of God who has created us.
We vow to keep an open mind to learn from each other, to cooperate with each other, and to support each other while striving to realize and share in His love and peace. We vow to work together towards our higher purpose of serving God and all of humanity,
while at the same time maintaining a spirit of peace and harmony in our home. We vow as parents of Shantanu Brownstein to remember that he is a wonderful gift from God and to accept our sincere responsibility to raise him as a God-conscious soul with spiritual aspirations and noble values in his life.
Yesterday and the day before were a retreat, but not much of a retreat because I had a TV interview, and we are going to have 8 more explaining everything we do within the monastery on TV for our garden island of Kauai. Renovations of our beautiful Guru Temple still continues. Expected to be done really, really soon. Oh yes, and in our Dharmasala in Mauritius for Deepavali, beautiful ceremony of lights, the entire, mostly Hindu country, was garlanded with lights, and we took many, many devotees out on big boats to listen to religious topics by our 2 Swamis there, Sinyasin Murugaswamy and Sinyasin Sivadevananda Swami. One other thing too, Acharya Palana Swami and Yogi Yogananda arrived back at Kwadinam from Atlanta, Georgia, where the Ford Foundation at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Center held a meeting of not only ministers of various denominations, but of editors of religious magazines. When he came back, I asked, what was this gathering really about? The title was AIDS and Religion. Well, he said, the main thrust that the Ford Foundation had in bringing all of these people together was to soften the press and to soften the Abrahamic religions, which are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, in their attitudes against people who are infected in the fatal disease called AIDS or HIV. I said, well, what's going on? He said, I'll tell you a story about a man who was at the convention who testified that he contracted AIDS from infected blood given to him in a hospital. And this is his story. Chari Palani Swami is right here with us, and he's going to tell you the story, and it's going to really surprise some of you out there in the many countries of our cyberspace congregation.
Om Namah Shivaya Gurudeva. Yes, the conference in Atlanta, Georgia was very unique according to those who were there and who have attended hundreds and hundreds of AIDS conferences. It seems that religion has really never been a part of the discussion in the AIDS epidemic. Religions have tended to stay away from the issue, to boycott it even. And so this was an effort by the Ford Foundation to engage religious leaders of all faiths, including Hinduism and Buddhism and the Abrahamic faith you just mentioned, in a discussion about how the spiritual institutions of America specifically could participate more compassionately in dealing with the AIDS problem. It seems that in many of the congregations in America, AIDS is completely feared. And even more tragically, AIDS is looked at as God's punishment against those who have contracted the disease. It's a disease that carries with it this enormous moral burden, much like syphilis did in previous epochs. And many of the faiths do hold that the drug users and the gay and lesbian community that was initially the victims of it in America are being punished for their sins, so to speak. Of course, in Hinduism, we don't believe that way, and one of the joys was to bring that fact to the 400 or 500 people who had gathered in Atlanta for 4 days. The story you mentioned was told by a member of a religion. It was a Christian man who had contracted AIDS, and like all people, when death is looking us in the face, we often look first to our spiritual leaders, to our spiritual path for help to get through such a tragedy, a personal tragedy. So he went to his minister, and the minister of his church basically told him that wasn't anything that he could do, he personally as a minister, and sent him away, asked him not to come do any more services. So the man continued to go through his trials and tribulations and came back to the minister and appealed to him for help. And so the minister said, well, all that he could do was to bring the plight of this dying parishioner to the other leaders of his church, which he said that he would do, and he invited the man back in a week. When the man came back, he heard from the pastor that there had been a meeting and that they would like to help him, and he was just full of so much joy that finally his church was listening and hearing of his problems and willing to confront his mortality with him, basically. But that soon disappeared because the pastor reached into a drawer and pulled out a one-way ticket out of town and told the dying member of the congregation that they had all gotten together and they had raised this money for this ticket, and they're giving him this ticket so that he could leave town and never come back. What a great story. What a tragic story.
Well, I'm sure his heart must have been broken. He must have been devastated. As cycles repeat themselves, this reminds me, Chari Palani Swami, of the Salem witch hunts. Did it remind you something of that when you were listening to all these tragedies against people that have AIDS? It's bad enough to have the disease, but to have your church, your synagogue, or your imam turn against you, wow. Where are we going? Where are we going? Well, we're thankful to the Ford Foundation for flying our acharya there and getting him back safely. Think about it. When you attend your church or your synagogue or your mosque, Let's have compassion for those who are facing their grand departure. Let's turn this around. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow, and tomorrow we're taking up a lot of questions on various subjects that have come in. And remember, if you have a question, right there on your screen is a little sentence to click, bring up a message box, send it to me, and we will take it into consideration. A question came in from Singapore that we're going to answer tomorrow, and that is the karmic repercussions. And as you know, karma is cause and effect. What goes around comes around. The karmic repercussions of lending money. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Well, I love each and every one in cyberspace. We've become accustomed to each other. The numbers are growing and growing and growing and growing. Be strong. Face the external world as a leader. Look in the mirror before you go out the door and tell yourself, I'm a leader. I'm going to make a difference. I can do it. Yes, I can.